Welcome to the Live Better, Sell Better podcast with your host, Kevin Dorsey of Inside Sales Excellence, the number one Patreon group and YouTube channel for tech sellers and tech sales leaders, where we dive in deep for tactical advice on how to book more meetings, close more deals faster, and lead sales teams to success. But we don't stop there. We also focus on the person in salesperson. We talk about mindset, goals, time management, and so much more. So thank you for listening. And if you're interested, head on over to patreon.com/insidesalesexcellence. Now with that, grab a notepad, get ready, and let's dive into the good stuff.
What are things you should be doing though to get the video watched? Because that is one area that, you know, I've been sending videos for a while now, and the click-through rate on videos is lower now than it was 2 years ago. Like 40-50% click-through rates when you first started doing video, and it's come down a bit. But I also think people think just sending a video is enough to get it watched. So what are your tips? I'm like, well, how do I get that video watched? Right? It's like, well, you know, Catherine, like I took the time, I did the things, I recorded it, but no one's watching. What can you do to improve your watch rate on your videos?
Yeah. So if you think of TikTok, the maximum TikTok, I think, is 3 minutes. And I don't think anyone watches that full thing either. I think 45 seconds is the sweet spot. I think everyone's pretty familiar with that. No one's going to watch more than 45 seconds. And when you send a clip, they can instantly see how long it is. So they'll already determine if they're going to watch it from that. I think my secret sauce to the opener that I hate sharing my secrets, but I also love it. It's like love hate. But the way I think what gets people to watch my whole video is when I open, I say, "Hey, Kevin, no idea how often you get videos like this, but," and then I go into my, you know, 32 second spiel at that point. And I think when you say, "I'm not sure how often you get videos like this," it's already turning wheels for your prospect because they're already thinking about themselves. You've kind of asked them a question without asking one, and it's going to get them to start typing. So at that point, when you said, "I have no idea how often you get videos like this," they're already typing in, "Hey, Catherine, I never get videos like this. Love the outreach." And they may not even really pay attention to what you say in the last 30 seconds, but it's because you've kind of opened the dialogue. I think that they're going to start responding.
No, I like that because it's them focused right out the gate. I don't know how often you get messages like this and putting about versus, "Hey, I'm Catherine over at," and it's about us. I like that opener being about them. And then one thing I'll just call out on like how to get them watched, right, that I have to give a lot of people feedback on is the email has to sell the click. You can't just say, "Hey, I recorded a video for you." You have to, why should I watch it? What's in there, right? Like, how do you hook my curiosity to get me to watch the video is very important in that email of like, "Hey, like, you know, wanted to share some thoughts with you. Thought you might think they were interesting. I learned something from someone in your space that I wanted to share. I saw something on your website that I thought maybe I could give some feedback on," but you have to give them a reason to watch that video. Right. Yeah. And so now if we get into the video framework, so you talked about a good opener, right? Being about them, right? Kind of a little bit of a hook, a little bit of curiosity. What then, right? So I have a good opener. You said about a 45 second like video. What's the framework then for a good 45 second prospecting video?
Yeah. So like any good message, you have to have a beginning, middle, and end. And people really overthink the middle portion. So you've opened, "Not sure how often you get videos like this, but I'm reaching out because," and then you're going to make an observation, state why what you observed is a problem or could become a problem, and then provide a really quick solution. Those three things. And then you can close out and just say, you know, "Is this worth a conversation or does this sound interesting?" But it's that middle piece that people get really confused on. And so what I suggest is actually having it written down somewhere. So when you're going to send a video to a prospect, you can quickly do your research and plug it in there without having to recreate the wheel. So whatever product you're selling, you may have three different problem sets that you solve for. So when you're researching the prospect, you want to find one of those three problems. Like it could be hiring, promotion, or a new product launch, something like that. So three triggers to reach out to someone and then easily plug those in. So you'll already know in your head, okay, when they're hiring usually means they're looking to solve this problem and here's the solution that I have, and then close out. So like you said, there's no, you know, my name's Catherine and I work at this company and we do this and we've solved this problem for so many other people. It's really, really concise and to the point. Hey, I'm not sure how often you get videos like this. I noticed this about you. Here's the problem that usually comes with this observation. Here's a way to solve it. Does this sound interesting to you? The end.
Yeah. It's that simple, right? Yeah. Is that simple, right? And I love it. It's just the concise. I do think a lot of messages, it's so funny because still most people don't send video, right? As a VP of sales, right? I had 150 person sales org. I'm very easy to find on LinkedIn. And I would maybe get 2 video messages a month, maybe. But oftentimes too, they'd be like 2-3 minutes long. And I see that. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. I don't have time for this, right? They're way too in depth. So I love the short, concise, and to the point. Now let's flip it the other way though. What if they don't watch? Because I think that's where a lot of people get stuck too. It's like, oh, I made this video. I sent it to Catherine. She didn't watch it. Video doesn't work. And that's where their mindset goes. What do you do if someone doesn't watch your video?
Yeah, good question. It worked really well for me to cold call people after I send the video, maybe 2 or 3 days later, and reference the video. So I'm not really a master cold caller, but I would say, you know, hey, this is Catherine. Sent you a video the other day. Does that sound familiar? And then instantly their interest was sparked. And I recall many times where people would say, well, hold on. Let me go to LinkedIn. Let me find this video and watch it literally with me on the phone. So just referencing the video really sparks interest. And a lot of the time, the reason people aren't responding or watching it is just because they haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, don't let your video go to waste. Definitely leverage it and bring it up multiple times.
Yeah. And that's where something that I had my team do after really like about the first like 6-7 months of our really getting heavy into video was resending the video if they didn't watch. Also, people with videos tend to one and done it. They send it once and they hope that it gets watched and then they never send it again. Versus if I know my open rate is 30%, I need to make sure I'm sending it at least 3 times to give it the optimal opportunity to get watched. Because the one thing about video that I think people forget all the time is you have to be in the right place to watch it. That's the only drawback with video is I can't watch your video when I'm in a meeting. I can't watch your video if I'm sitting at a stoplight or I'm in like, you know, the coffee shop and it's loud. I have to be somewhere right to watch it. And so what will happen, people will get the email, they'll open it like, oh, I can't watch this now. And then it's gone. They forget all about it. Whereas you send it again, and that's the key. Now you were hinting at something too that I think is important is multi-channel. So you said they'll go to LinkedIn to watch it. Where were you sending most of your videos? Was it email? Was it LinkedIn? Like what channels did you use for it?
Yeah. So most of my prospects were on LinkedIn and I prefer to send videos on LinkedIn because then you don't have to even mess with a link. They can just instantly hear the notification and see your face and watch it quickly. That being said, not everyone's prospects are on LinkedIn. Not all of my prospects are on LinkedIn. So email is a good tool, but you will want something like Vidyard or Loom to make sure you're not going to spam, making sure that the email still looks cohesive. Because like you said, if you're sending an email, you're probably not just going to send a blank video. You're going to include some kind of text with it. So if you can, LinkedIn is like prime real estate for video. But if you need to move over to email, the number one thing is making sure you're not going straight to spam.